Ireland, 1973. A baby boy is found on the beach of a close-knit fishing village. Fisherman Ambrose Bonar offers to bring the child into his own family. His son Declan, wife Christine, and up the lane, Christine's sister and aging father. The townspeople remain fascinated by the baby, now named Brendan, as he grows into a strange yet charismatic young man. This novel tells the story of a family and community all thrown into turmoil by Brendan's arrival. The family's fortunes rise and fall over the years, as do the town's, because nothing happens to one family here that doesn't happen to them all. As the forces of a voracious global economy and modernized commercial fishing wreak havoc on their way of life. In the village, Brendan and Declan are wildly different and often wildly at odds. Out on the sea, Ambrose worries about his children, but cannot afford to tear his attention from the brutal work that keeps his family afloat. As the world around them keeps changing, the mystery of one boy's origins pulls them all toward a surprising, stormy fate. This is John Potts. Please join me for Garrett Carr's The Boy from the Sea.